Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 79, Why the Philippines Isn't So Bad.
Very timely, no?
Yes.
So, I guess this is our way to calm ourselves with this.
To put a positive spin on things.
And yeah, I mean, election anxiety is real.
Yeah.
Yun.
And also, it's a good time to think about your country and yes. your nation, diba?
Yes. And, you know, think about it in a good light, I guess.
Yep. Pero yon, disclaimer muna tayo. This episode
is not political.
It's not political. And at the same time, hindi natin dini-discount yung masasamang bagay dito
yes,
sa bansa natin.
Yes, of course.
Kasi
those are also real.
Ang Pilipinas, work in progress talaga tayo. At there's so much room for growth. And ang dami nating mga bagay na kailangan i-address din tungkol sa kultura natin, sa mga pagkatao natin, di ba?
Identity natin,
fine, we can blame colonization, we can blame corruption, pero at the same time, may mga pagkukulang pa rin tayo on our own, di ba?
Yes.
Pero, this is not that episode.
Yep.
This is a very positive and optimistic episode. And gusto namin tingnan yung the bright side of life when it comes to living in the Philippines.
Ayan.
What's your first reason why is the Philippines not so bad after all?
Well, number one is probably the food. Like,
agree ako dyan.
It's the food. It's so unexplainable. I guess the best test of that feeling is when you travel out, diba? Like, siguro, hindi eh, kahit when you go to Japan, where the food is superior, kahit parang 1 week ka sa Japan, hahanapin mo bigla yung ano eh.
Adobo.
Yung tapsilog eh. Or,
yeah, totoo yan.
Lumpiang Shanghai eh. Alam mo yun? As in, like, I will sound like super Burgese, pero nung nag-Italy ako nung 2019 before the pandemic. Italy yun ha? Mm. Like, cuisine, diba? As in like, pasta, steak.
And it's almost like a food capital
yes,
na talaga.
Yes, diba? As in, pero by the second week, as in ako parang, oh my God, ayoko na magpasta. Like,
gets.
Masarap yung pasta for sure. Masarap yung ano yun? Bisteca Florentina, di ba? Masarap
ano
siya.
Ano muna yung Bisteca Florentina?
Well, Florence is a city ba? City? Or a province in
city-state.
It's a city-state in Italy na very famous for their beef, for their steak. As in, may certain cut, may certain way. Yun, na sobrang kapal nung steak. Tapos, ang sarap niya talaga. Sarap niya talaga. Pero parang, you can only eat that the steak as
agree,
much.
Agree.
Diba? Kahit may gnocchi ka pa dyan, kahit ilang truffle anything yung kainin mo, hanapin mo yung lumpiang Shanghai eh.
Oo.
Tsaka pancit canton eh. Ano yun? Or GR, yun yung tawag namin eh.
GR, yeah.
Sisa.
Garlic rice.
Garlic rice eh. Yun, so parang
ang dami kasing syllables, garlic rice. Kaya GR na lang.
Hindi, pero yung sinasabi ko, tip of the iceberg lang naman. Ano yan, di ba? Parang yung comfort food mo. But from an, ano ba, cultural, hindi appropriation, but cultural adaptation, I think we also adapt other cuisines really
agree,
well.
Agree.
Parang
ganito ba, yung McDonald's dito mas masarap kaysa sa McDonald's sa...
Hindi pwede kasi chain yun eh. So parang may certain standards sila, di ba? Totoo ba?
Ako kahit yung fast food dito.
Masasarap yung McDonald's dito.
Oo, KFC, McDo, Shakey's,
ayan, only
Pizza
say
Hut.
McDonald's.
Even yung Pizza Hut dito, wow.
Totoo ba?
Di, totoo.
Okay. From iba.
I lived outside the Philippines for more than a year.
Okay. So, masasarap yung...
Mas masarap yung timpla rito kahit yung international fast food chains.
Kahit na ano, parang very standardized.
Actually, yung... gusto kong malaman yan sa pod pals natin, sa listeners natin.
Oh, yung mga wala sa Pilipinas.
Wala sa Pilipinas. Tama ba? Pero yun, totoo yung sinabi mo na parang kung pumunta ka nga abroad,
oh,
mamimiss mo talaga yung panlasang Pinoy. No? Iba yung timplang Pinoy eh.
Oh, tsaka yung ano eh, I think it's also the scale and the... Yun nga, yung adaptability na I think it's a combination of we make it our own and we also sort of honor how the cuisine is made. Like, may follow ako na sushi chef sa TikTok. Filipino siya na sushi chef sa Italy. So, sobrang galing niya. As in, probably comparable to like Japanese sushi chef. Diba? So, I guess meron tayong respect sa paano ba to gagawin? Paano ba yung method nung iba? Sige, ituro mo sa akin. Kasi parang kunwari, syempre next to Thailand, who really makes Thai food, diba? I mean, gargyo ka pa ba sa Thai food sa Thailand? Kasi dun yun. Parang, if you're craving for Thai food, and you're not in Thailand, I think masarap sa yung Thai food sa Philippines.
Songkran?
Oh, wala na yung song.
Sayang
nga. Pero parang, I think si Red, hi Red Oliero. As in, meron kami good 30 minutes na nag-iisip kami na saan yung best pad thai na orderan.
Pero sorry, ako ang mako-contest ko
ano?
Sa Filipino cuisine or sa Filipino as a food capital.
Mm.
May rival ah.
Ano?
Thailand.
Okay.
Kahit dessert, masarap.
Okay.
Mango sticky rice, ice cream.
Masarap talaga.
Hindi, tsaka cosmopolitan na kasi sa...
Bangkok.
Bangkok eh. So, lahat, American, Italian, nandun na rin. Isa pa, ang pwedeng tumalo sa atin. Or, hindi tumalo, equal.
Mm.
Singapore.
I will argue. Sorry. Pwede niyo akong i-correct. But I don't think Singaporean food, legit Singaporean food yun.
It's Malaysian.
Melting pot naman yung Singapore.
Eh, tayo rin naman ah.
Hindi, pero parang, you know what Filipino food is. Sa Singapore, parang, it's a mix of Malaysian food, Chinese food, Indian food. So, maganda yung halo. Mm. Pero parang ako, ano yung, parang tanggalin mo lahat nung immigrants nila, ano yung Singaporean food? I guess chicken rice, which is good, but that's just what I can think
chicken.
Of. Oh. Pero baka kasi I'm coming from a place of ignorance. So baka naman mali ako.
Pero add ko rin, aside from sa sinabi mo ngang yung food masarap dito, it's also diverse kasi diba, hindi pa nga super explored yung regional cuisine daw eh.
Yeah, and kunwari, yung adobo, parang yung adobo ng mami ko, iba sa adobo ng mami mo. Iba sa adobo na meron ngang adobong puti, adobo sa patis, may adobong dilaw.
Tsaka per region meron ano?
Yes, may take on adobo.
Actually, hindi pa nga ako, I've tasted Davao tuna.
Ang sarap. Oh.
Ano pa ba? Nag-Ilocano
iba din
food
yung
trip din tayo.
Ilocano food, Bagnet.
Diba? Oo.
Oh.
And yung empanada.
Yes.
Nagpampanga, ano na rin tayo.
Pero parang ano yun, tip of the iceberg, cliche.
Yun na nga eh, wala pa, hindi pa na, hindi pa talaga tayo na eh. Hindi pa tayo nagdi-deep dive, di ba?
Yes. Which, I think sobrang interesting yung experience natin sa Toyo Eatery. Diba?
Actually, yung
diba? Diba?
Salt na ano, no?
Well, disclaimer, pinag-ipunan namin yun all year.
Kumain kami ng sa Toyo Eatery and dun kami nagising sa gaano kasarap ang regional cuisine.
I don't know if it's regional, but the
marami. May mix yun ng regional.
Fusion siya.
Fusion,
like,
no?
Ano na, remix na. Hindi siya...
Pero naalala ko yung asin, di ba?
Oh,
may sarili tayong asin na
galing
mas masarap
Bohol.
Pa sa Himalayan salt.
As in, intense.
Namukha siyang bungo, di ba?
Na pwede ding itlog.
Itlog, oo. Tapos sinishave sa harap mo. Anong tawag sa asin na yun?
Wait. It's called asin tibook. It's from Bohol. Tapos parang may certain clan na may alam lang kung paano yun gawin. So,
and it's expensive.
Supposedly, kasi nga, scarce siya. But hopefully, mapass on yung food culture na yun, di ba?
Pero totoo, even foreigners, alam ko.
Ano sabi?
Sinasabi ng foreigners, masarap talaga ang pagkain dito.
I guess flavorful.
Tsaka mahahalata naman natin talaga, no? Kung galing tayo sa biyahe. Pagkaka... land pa lang or pagkakauwi pa lang, no?
Ano?
Talagang o-order na tayo ng...
Tapsilog.
Oo. Oh.
Achara. Or, ang sarap na achara.
Or chicken sisig or inasal.
Yes. Pero, as in, na-share ko to eh. Yung mommy ko, di ba, nagpadala siya ng frozen homemade lumpia. Lumpiang Shanghai. Tama, lumpiang Shanghai. So, I can live on lumpiang Shanghai for a week. Para sa akin, top tier yung lumpiang Shanghai as food. Like, kunwari, papiliin mo ko ngayon. Ngayon na, maybe in my mood. Ngayon, papiliin mo ko like lumpiang Shanghai or steak. Probably, piliin ko yung lumpiang Shanghai.
What's the best lumpiang Shanghai? Mamunluk?
Wala, gayo yung gawa ng mami ko. It's chicken lumpiang Shanghai pa. So, I mean,
healthy.
You and I, we rarely eat pork, diba? So, ang sarap talaga. Yun. Ano pa ba? Food. In terms of food... And parang, di ba, pag may bisita dito, parang proud na proud kay, di ba? Miski...
Oh, hindi mo kinakahiya eh, no?
Oh, miski nga
maski
sa street
Jollibee.
Eh.
Maski Jollibee lang.
And even sa street, yung street food, yung fishball, yung kwek-kwek, yung balot, papakain mo yun sa bisita dito sa Pilipinas eh. So parang rarely akong nakaisip ng nakakahiyang food.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike, like, I don't know, have you tried yung mga tour buses? Sobrang may tour bus experience kami sa Turkey na sobrang traumatizing. As in like, pinakain kami sa quote-unquote Chinese restaurant and it was so bad.
Ooh.
As in lahat kami parang, ano ba tong soup na to? Ba't lasang medyas? As in ganun, like...
Pinakulo ang medyas.
Pangit talaga. Parang kami Asians, papakainin nyo sa Turkish adaptation of... Chinese cuisine?
Mm-mm.
Like, is this a joke?
Mm-mm. Pero gusto mo rin ba yung mga adaptation ng, example, spaghetti? Pinoy spaghetti?
Yes. Yes.
Jolly spaghetti.
I am a fan. Yes. Even shawarma. The Filipinization of shawarma.
Ay, may cheese.
Yes. I'm for
oo
that.
Nga, actually, inventive talaga
diba?
Tayo.
Diba? Chicken lollipop. Mayroon ako fin-follow sa TikTok. Ginagawa niya lumpia lahat eh. As in,
cheese sticks.
Amazing. Naggawa siya parang truffle and cheese. Lumpia.
Parang masarap yun.
Like, this is top
wait,
tier.
Actually, parang gusto ko nga gumawa ng food episode, Pod Pals eh. Would you be interested in a full-blown episode about food?
Ng mga casual eaters.
Tapos, i-guess natin si Red. Foodie.
Ay, si Red Oliero. Si Red foodie kasi siya. Yun. Okay. Go in, si. Your turn.
Okay. So, number two. Ako, the nature tripping.
Okay.
Medyo late in life ko na na-discover siya. Nung nagka-Waze na. At nagkaroon na ng Google Maps. Hindi na ako takot mag-explore.
Okay.
Pero, you know me. Gala ako, di ba? Pusang gala.
Oh.
At explorer na. Wincy the Explorer nga. So, ayun, na-realize ko na ang dami palang magandang nature tripping sites dito sa Pilipinas. So,
yes.
In the last 10 years, I've been to caves. I've been to...
Di ba nag-spelunking ka one time?
Oh. I've been to beaches.
Mm.
I've been to cliffs.
Mountains ka na lang, hindi pa yata.
Pero na, umakit na ako ng mountain.
Ano?
Yung Gulugod Baboy Trail. Oh. Oh.
Pero parang ano yun eh? Round, ano yun? Level 1 daw yun.
Oh.
Oh.
Yan, mountains, waterfalls.
Okay.
So...
You're the nature-y person here.
As in, parang na, ano, Tanduay calendar na picturean mo ko. Lahat na, napuntahan ko.
Uy, pero gusto ko rin pumunta dun sa mga ano. Ano ba?
De, pero yun, as in, ano na, Star Trek, Star Wars level locations. Na parang, when I turned 40, I went to a beach, Sombrero Island in Batangas. As in, by boat.
Okay.
Tapos iba na talaga yung itsura. Parang
ganda, no?
Anong mga bato to? Parang isipin mo, bato na kasing laki ng tangke.
Mm.
Tapos black.
Huwag niyo paparinig kay Cynthia Villar ang episode na to.
Hindi, pero isipin mo nga. Di ba parang...
Oh, bilin niya eh.
Parang ang ano ko, oh my God. Ano, what is this? Is this an alien planet?
Oo.
Is this a Martian landscape? Ganun na. Kulang na lang ha, parang lumabas si Yoda doon tapos magsalita.
Gusto ko na binalik mo sa colonial yung lens.
Hindi. Binabalik ko sa science fiction. Okay. Kasi mukhang science fiction yung Pilipinas. Yun.
Okay.
Yun. Yung puno natin, yung mga gubat natin, yung mga bato natin, pang science fiction.
And, alam mo, pag i-Google mo yung, sad no, i-Google, I wish we can go there. I wish we had the money and COVID is already done. Pero, gusto ko talaga makapunta sa Batanes. As in, when you search for the pictures there, as in like, ang ganda sobra, as in,
ako rin, dream.
Fantasy world eh.
Actually, marami pa tayong hindi na-explore.
Gusto ko din makita yung bukid nun. Kasi ibang level yung... As in, yung ex-office mate ko na taga Cagayan de Oro, si Kirby.
Hmm.
Hi, Kirby. Ano siya, advocate siya of preserving nature, connecting with the communities, dun sa nearby communities sa CDO. So, sobra niyang... love yung bukid nun. Mm. As in, so nung shinare niya yung photos, as in, grabe, as in, ano yung favorite part mo ng USA? Ano yun? Sa may bandang Portland, sa nag-shoot na yung Twilight. Yun. As in, may pagka-Pacific Northwest. Pero, iba pa din yung foliage. As in, alam mong, okay, sa Pilipinas, pero kakaiba siya. Tapos yung, makikita mo yung mga bundok, yung expanse ng nature na larger than you na wala eh, igagalang mo talaga eh. So,
oh, totoo. And also, strangely, nagkaroon tayo ng adventure in the desert.
What?
In the dunes.
Ah, sa Ilocos.
Pawai sand dunes.
Na oh, yes.
Parang, ang surreal no, na may ganun dito.
Ganda actually, yung ganda.
Oh, yun nga, parang lahat nandito na eh. Lahat ng kailangan mong makita. Ako, I'm a science fiction fan.
Oo. Oh.
And ang gusto ko sa science fiction, yung nakikita nga yung mga habitats or landscapes na weird and surreal. Mm-hmm. Ang surreal ng landscapes ng Pilipinas.
Pero medyo so, conflicted ako dun eh. Na I don't know if we should go there in a tourism kind of way. Or should we just send drones so they can take photos so we can appreciate it? But don't
ako
bother.
Yung punta ka ron, pero irespeto mo, igalang mo.
Oh, wag sanang
wag ka
parang
magtapon ng basura.
Oh, yung mga ganun.
'Di ba? Wag ka magsigarilyo kung hindi pwede, 'di ba?
Tapon kang parang mga water bottle or like single use plastics, parang.
'Yun, so
'yun, fear ko lang 'yun. Yung you know what happened to Boracay?
Uh-oh.
You know what happened to the other beaches? Like buti nga Palawan hindi pa ganun ka ano, kasi mahal, 'di ba?
Hindi, tsaka grabbing environmental protection ng Palawan.
'Yun. So parang I mean I guess the balance between appreciating nature and actually respecting it.
Hmm.
Yun, yun lang.
So yun. Kung pwede na talaga, yun. Travel.
Yeah.
All around the archipelago, please.
Correct.
There's so much to see. Ako, I'm gonna take a lot of photos and contribute to Google Maps. Pero ikaw, do you agree na ang ganda nga? I mean, you went to Baguio for the first time this year.
Yep.
And you saw... Kahit pa paano, nakita mo yung splendor ng nature ng Baguio. Diba?
Yes.
Yung anong itsura ng Baguio sa gabi, yung fog, yung Cordillera fog.
Yes. Well, I wish we went but to more naturey areas, but we can always go back. Yun. But yun. Yun eh, ano, conflicted ako eh. Part of me wants to experience it, but part of me sort of, parang shit, I'm a human being eh. I'm bound to destroy this. So, gusto ko siyang mahalin, pero...
I disagree.
So, kung ma-educate niya ako...
Kasi dati yung mga tao naman, in tune with nature talaga eh. Kumbaga, nakikinabang rin yung land sa tao dati.
Oo nga.
Nasira na yung harmony nung lumipat tayo ng mga cities.
No, na-industrialize, I guess. Yun. And the desire for...
Progress.
Homogeneity. Diba?
Mm.
And speaking of homogeneity.
What's your third one?
My third reason why it's not so bad in the Philippines is because of our diverse ethnicity. Diba? And ano, as in parang we, just a side note or like a
sidebar.
One of my ex-office mates who migrated in Germany na, kasi I think ano siya, meron siyang citizenship. I think he's part German. Parang na-discuss nga namin kung ano yung ibig sabihin ng unity. And then ganda nung sinabi niya na maybe yung maganda nga sa Pilipinas, united tayo in the plurality of things. Wow, big word, di ba? Plurality.
Ano muna ibig sabihin ng plurality?
Plurality, as in madami tayo, diverse tayo. Hindi tayo iisang
maraming
entity.
Kultura.
Maraming kultura.
Maraming ideas.
So, yung kumbaga unity in being different. Unity in, I don't know how else to put it simply, but in plurality. Ayun, so I think what best defines plurality is the indigenous people. May isang term na ethno-linguistic group na parang ginugroup daw tayo based on
language.
So it's one of the ano ba, more popular way to identify indigenous and ethnic groups.
So Waray.
Yan, ganun. Tagalog. Chabacano. Kapampangan, Ilocano, yun yung more popular.
Bisaya.
Yun. Pero kasi nga, iba pa yung ethno-linguistic sa indigenous people, which I wanna sort of share a little bit about. Kasi na-excite ako when this is the conversation. So, for me kasi, ang ganda nung ibig sabihin ng word na indigenous people as defined by the law or Philippine law for indigenous people's protection. Actually, may law to protect them. Alam mo ba yun? So, parang ang ibig sabihin, dinedefined by law, yung indigenous people. I'll sort of quote it. So, yung definition ay, ang ganda nito eh. The legal definition is, IPs refer to a group of people through political, social, and cultural inroads of colonizations, non-indigenous religions, and cultures became historically differentiated from the majority. So, ang ganda, di ba? Na parang, kumbaga, anyone na hindi na-affect ng colonization or resisted or fought against colonization is actually IP.
Mm.
So, parang, kind of want to be there, but you know, malas ako, pinangan ako sa Manila. ako yung,
at wala kayong probinsya,
wala
diba?
Wala kayong probinsya.
Ani, Bataan?
Hindi, wala eh. O, yung Bataan, parang dun lang pumunta yung lolo't lola ko nung nag-Filipino-Japanese war. Eh.
Tapos Cavite, medyo malapit na sa Manila.
Yun, so, yun, tas just another tidbit. Ang ganda din nung definition ng resisted colonization. Apparently, yung mga IPs natin, niresist nila yung colonization in two ways. One, warfare. Yun yung mga Igorot, tsaka Bangsamoro. Yung warfare, as in, mumugot sila ulo eh. Kung ako din naman sa kanila, pugutin
yung,
ko rin
yung
ulo
ng mga sa Pilipinas nga na hindi
colonizers.
Umabot, na hindi umabot yung Catholicism.
Talaga, buti na lang. Diba?
Kasi hindi na nila malabanan daw.
Buti naman. Ako parang, I mean, yes, it's violent, pero in a way, kind of astig. Kasi, walang binatbat yung...
Teka, ang Catholicism violent din paminsan.
Well, yes. But you know, hindi naman natin in-advocate ang pamumugot ng ulo dito, di ba? But you know, just for historical purposes. Yun. So, and another one, yun nga, warfare. Yung iba naman, retreat to the hinterlands. Hinterlands meaning bundok.
Mga rurok na lugar.
Oo, parang... Yung thinking daw ng mga IPs doon sa colonizers. Parang, ah, gusto nyo ng lupa. O, ayan lang. Inyo na yung lupa. Madami pa naman dito. Aakyat na lang kami. But sadly, hindi na ganun. Dami nang naglaland. Yung sarili mong government, maglaland grab na, ba diba? So, yun. Anyway, yun. So, I think what's a good thing about the Philippines is ang rich ng indigenous culture. At saka ng ethno-linguistic culture. At ang dami mong sabi mo nga, ikaw, ang dami mong mapupuntahan na lugar. And as you go in those places, ang dami ding subcultures.
Actually,
diba?
Natuwa ako yung pumunta tayo sa Benkab Museum. Tapos, ang daming sculptures ng IPs. Di ba? Mga bulol statues, mga abstract sculptures na nakakaano, parang sanay tayo sa Western art.
Natuwa ako na ang daming... Nanilut nila from like Africa.
Yeah.
From...
Hindi, pero natuwa nga ako na nakakita ta, may museum sa Baguio, yung Benka Museum, mm-hmm. na dedicated in some parts, in some ways, mm-hmm. sa indigenous people art.
As it should be, I think. As it
and
should
even
be.
Yung kay Kidlat Tahimik na ano, na coffee shop.
Yes.
Diba?
Pero I kind
ang ganda
of,
ng indigenous design.
But I kind of wish meron tayong... Well, meron naman sa National Museum. Meron. No, kahit
pero
konti.
Pero iba yung nandun sa Baguio eh.
Oh, actually. Yun, so parang sana mas marami. I mean, ang dami talaga. That excites me to find out more about them. But I want to find out more about them. Not to like commercialize it or... But for us to recognize na, uy, maraming ibang tao outside Metro Manila. Maraming ibang tao outside like Catholic religion. Madaming ibang tao beyond na nagtatagalog or nagbibisaya lang. Yun. So parang that excites me. And kahit pa unti-unti, natutuwa ako. Thank God for the internet because I meet people from other parts of the country and become my internet friends. Like si Diandra, diba? Taga Marawi siya. Tapos parang we recommend books to each other. Kung may tanong ako about Islam or Muslim culture, tatanungin ko siya. Tapos ina-explain niya sa akin with so much patience and openness.
Mm.
Yun. So parang it's really nice to have that kind of...
Kaya actually, nami-miss ko yung early 90s pop culture ng Pilipinas.
Yung Francis M.
O Joey Ayala. Joey at Ayala. Ang mga bagong luma. Tapos uso nun, mga batik.
Yes.
Na dami. Tsaka indigenous. Yung pop culture natin, medyo...
Yung
indigenous people culture, medyo umangat nung early 90s. At parang yinakap ng pop culture ng Pilipinas. Yes. Kasi makikita mo talaga yung mga damit ng tao nun. Mga ano nga? Mga
damit ng
weaves.
Artista. Ganun.
Artista. Oh. Si Francis
M. Tsaka ng musicians.
Tsaka musicians. Pumunta ka sa UP, naka ano yung mga tao. Naka... indigenous weaves.
Alam mo, for
May mga headgear. Tapos, isa pa yung pop music nun, ha? Pop music nun, indigenous instruments.
Yes.
Like yung intro ng mga barrios. Kababayan. Oh, di ba may kulintang?
Yeah.
Tapos, yung eraser heads, yung ligaya, di ba may contragapi?
I think na-dilute siya noong 2000s. But I am...
Pero it's coming back.
Yes, which makes me so happy.
Like, alamat.
So, favorite ko yung alamat. Alamat stan ako eh. Ano ba yung... Magiliw yata yung tawag nila sa ano fans nila. So, I guess I am a sort of
also,
magiliw.
Ata nakakatawa dun. Yung mga bata ngayon, Gen Z ah. Ang kinaka-obsess nila, calligraphy ng baybayin.
Yes, which is...
At
ako pa
mga
go for
sedut-dutan
it.
Crowd.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye-byean ang trip nilang tato.
Eh, tsaka di ba na yung pupunta kay Wang Od? Pero sana mapasa ni Wang Od yung
skill niya.
Yung skill niya tsaka yung culture.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sorry, last bit about Alamat. Kaya sobrang gusto ko yung Alamat. Na-obsess ako sa kanila. But it's just tip of the iceberg. Kasi imagine like, I think 6 na lang sila. Dati 8 eh. May mga nag-resign. But to hear a song, to have different verses, may Tagalog, may Hiligaynon, may Bicolano, yung may Bisaya, may Igorot pa doon. So parang ang daming, sorry, minix ko ethnolinguistics tsaka yung ano, yung mismong ethnic group, sorry. But you know what I mean. Yun, to hear a song na iba-iba yung language, for me, excites me. Na parang, maybe we have K-pop to thank for kasi medyo inadapt natin yung formula and we made it our own.
Tsaka so, binasag na yung English.
Oo. As in like,
tama na yung English na
tsaka,
yun.
Tsaka ano na, hindi na puro Western yung standard of aesthetic, of ano pa ba, excellence, diba? Pag nakita mo yung performance ng Alamat, as in yung clothes nila, ano siya, remix siya ng couture tsaka ng indigenous at ethnic ano, aesthetic. As in like, amazing. Ayun lang, sorry. It excites me so much.
Okay. So, ako na.
I'll go.
Number 4. Uh-huh. Medyo related dyan. Ito, dahil horror story writer ako.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, kung gusto nyong bilhin ang aking libro, it's on Shopee. Under the Sanctum Press Store.
I should charge you for ads. No, joke lang.
Tales for a Rainy Season. For only 425 pesos.
Ah, oh, bilhin na guys.
Yun, dahil horror writer ako at mahilig ako ng horror.
Mm.
The supernatural stories, folklore, mythology, legends, urban legends in the Philippines.
Mm.
It rocks.
Yes, it does.
Awesome.
It does.
The supernatural mythology in the Philippines is so exciting.
Na, thank you kay Budget. Kasi,
hindi, wait. Wag lang si Budget. Si Yvette.
Hindi. Sinasabi ko lang like yung pinaka-popular muna.
Okay, 13. So,
thanks to 13. Na,
to
ano,
Budget, na, Tan, and Kajo Baldis.
Pinakita nila yung tip ng iceberg. But like, yun nga, tip lang siya ng iceberg. The whole mystical or like, ano yan, horror or...
Mm-mm.
Basta, ano tawag sa genre na yun?
Supernatural.
Yung supernatural genre ng Pilipinas. Or sobrang rich din. Ayun, yun lang.
Kasi ako, nakakatawa, nagkaroon ng comic.
And si Arnold Are.
Yung nagtatrabaho ako sa Ayala nun. May event kami sa Ayala Museum na parang Comic-Con. Na maliit na Comic-Con lang. Tapos, in-invite ng Ayala Museum yung mga comic book artist sa Baguio. Tapos syempre, in-interview ko for our blog. Sabi nila parang, oo nga sir, parang nakakaasar na parang underrepresented yung mythology raw ng Baguio. Kasi ang lahat raw na nakikita natin sa Lord of the Rings, sa ano, sa Marvel, may equivalent raw silang ganun. At naisip na rin nila yon.
Yes.
Tapos lahat ng creature design na maisip mo, kesyo Star Wars, Harry Potter, naisip na raw nila ang tribes nila before.
Oo, no. Like, ipapahiram ko sa'yo yung book na yun. Yung, meron akong book ng collection sa pre-colonial mythology. Sobrang like mind-blowing. But anyway, this
kasi
is your answer.
As ito guys, I like studying the supernatural in the Philippines. Mythologies and lore. Yung napapanood natin sa 13, that's tama ka. That's just the tip of the iceberg. So much crazier shit in our, in different regions.
Yun na si Trece kasi parang yun yung more of like,
yun na yung
oral tradition, yun yung kwento ng lola mo sa'yo.
Kumbaga yun na yung A-listers eh. Yung mga, yun yung Dracula, Frankenstein, werewolves natin. Uh-huh. Diba? Yung aswang, manananggal, tikbalang,
Nuno.
Chanak, Nuno. Yun na yung, okay, sikat na kayo, fine.
Uh-huh.
Pero, dig deeper, oh my God.
Yes.
Like, for example, I think sa Visayas region, merong monster na bamboo mat.
Whoa.
Sentient bamboo mat. Tapos pumapatay siya, binabalot ka niya na parang suman.
Ang ganda.
Ang ganda, di ba? Parang magic carpet na salbahe.
Na walang binatbat yung kapa ni Dr. Strange.
Oo, malaga nun. Tapos meron din, ano, may isa, nakakata, ito parang werewolf, pero hindi. Pero buhok na taong, puro buhok lang siya. Tapos, yun, para siyang may control sa follicles. Nananakal din siya. Nananakal siya dahil...
Ang ganda din.
Buhok. So, parang Pilipino lang makakaisip nun. Ano? Kasi maganda buhok natin eh, di ba? Taong buhok.
Tsaka yung ano, di ba? I mean, this is more popular. Like yung bangungot, di ba?
Ayun, yung bangungot medyo B. Alalagay ko siya sa B
C
list.
Or B. B.
B, B. Oh. Mataba siyang... Sorry,
babae.
Malaki siyang... Oh, mataba siyang babae na umuupo sa chest mo.
Kaya hindi ka makahinga. Yun yung bangungot, di ba?
Tapos kailangan mo kagatin yung daliri sa paa. Para magising. Or yung ano nga, yung dayap, susugatan mo yung sarili mo. Para
mag- yung ba ibong Adarna na yun?
Kasama yun sa mythology. So yun, ako sobrang, as a horror writer, parang grabbing imaginations natin until sinabi ng mga colonizers, yung mga nuno sa punso na yan, wag niyong kausapin yung mga elemento dyan because mapupunta kayong impyerno. So parang, yun na nga eh, nagbabasa, nakikinig ako ng podcast, nagbabasa ako ng articles. Yung mga monsters natin dati, actually raw, hindi sila monsters dati. Actually, spirits yun na...
Ng nature.
Ng nature, oo. Na kaibigan ng mga katutubo. Until yung Catholic Church pumasok, sinabi, wag niyong sasambahin ang nature.
Man, ayos.
Wag niyong sasambahin ang lupa. Or ang puno, ang ibon. Kasi, mapupunta kayo sa hell. Therefore, we have monsters and ghosts now. Pero, yun na nga ang...
And we also have like capitalists. Like the modern day monsters. Pero wait, isang sidebar. Nung nabanggit mo yan, yung may isang IP cluster under the Negrito cluster, yung Mamanwa. Ang ganda, meron lang, nabasa ko lang, meron silang ano, pre-colonial culture na iniingatan nila yung nature dahil naniniwala sila sa diwata. As in, nag-i-instill ng fear yung mga animistic beliefs. Pero yung fear is because ayaw nila sirain yung nature. Diba? Parang, sure, I'd fear any... nature dwelling.
Pero do you agree with me na grabbing imaginations nga ng kultura natin? Yung folklore?
Hindi, tsaka kasi, yun nga, when, diba, it took us going to another country to realize na kagaya ng mga nasa painting ni na Da Vinci or yung mga painting ni na Michelangelo, din drawing lang pala nila, pinpaint lang pala nila what they see. So, I would relate that to our horror stories na, syempre kung, diba kung yung bahay mo, pagkatingin mo sa labas, larger than life trees, larger than life mountains, di ma-imagine mo talaga yun.
Oo.
Diba?
Hindi yung ano lang eh, diba? Yung the banyan tree, yung balete.
Oo, ang ganda.
Parang tingnan mo lang yung shape niya, tingnan mo yung...
Parang tao eh.
Oo, yung structure niya, tingnan mo yung... Wala yung overwhelming baletiness niya, diba? Parang...
Oo.
Makakaisip ka ng mga maraming kwento talaga.
Or ano, even yung, kunwari, di ba pag nag-snorkel ka, tapos tumingin, I mean, yun na lang kung yung mga mangangisda naman, mapapa-imagine ka talaga eh, di ba? So,
and it's sad, no? Parang, na-mention na ba natin to in a previous episode? Alam natin yung, ito rin, sinabi to ng isang speaker dun sa Ayala Museum. Alam natin yung Brothers Grimm, alam natin
Norse
yung
mythology.
Norse mythology. Alam
Greek
natin,
mythology.
Greek mythology. Alam natin yung Germanic fairy tales like yung Cinderella, di ba? Rapunzel. Pero yung sarili nating fairy tales, diwata tales, wala tayong alam.
Kaya nga. Ako,
hindi tinuturo, ito pa, hindi tinuturo, tinuturo sa school yung si Zeus, si ano, Mount, yung Mount Olympus, pero yung sarili nating mitolohiya, hindi tinuturo sa class.
Yes.
Dapat nga ako, sorry ah. If any educator is listening, or if any officer or politician working for the Department of Education, please, sana nasa naman curriculum natin ang Filipino mythology. Dapat alam ng bata yan.
Na, makakabit mo sa awareness ng indigenous people.
And it's better than, sorry, it's better than Thor and Loki. It's better than Lord of the Rings. Dito to.
I'm saying it.
It's better than Dracula. Pag-aralan nyo ang horror dito at supernatural, matatakot kayo sobra.
Ganun niya eh. Yun lang. Ako medyo may hiya na parang really pagyayabang mong memorized mo yung Norse mythology or even the Bible. Pero hindi mo alam yung pre-Columbian.
Yung Bible,
niya.
Yung mythology niya, di ba? Parang hindi akma sa landscape natin.
Desert yun.
Desert yun. Mythology ng desert, linagay mo sa tropical, di ba?
Oo. Siyempre mag-manifest ka ng iisang ano doon, di ba? Ano yun? Monotheistic faith. Tayo anyway. Talagang polytheistic. Dami. Mm-hmm. But you know, anyway, this okay, can go somewhere else.
Yep. Number five.
Okay. Ito na yung last ko. What makes the Philippines not so bad is the Filipino humor. Diba?
Agree. So, from horror, humor.
To humor. Say hello to, hello, Victor. Hello, Red.
Red Oliero. Podcast Network Asia, we love you.
Ina yun, humor. Yung Pinoy humor, for me, very unique siya. Hay ka bulastugan.
And tarantadong kalbo.
Yung nakaka-capture, punta ka lang sa kabulastugan Instagram. Yun na yung Pinoy humor eh.
At Pobla posting.
Iba naman din yun. Pinoy Burgis humor, diba?
Gusto pati, ko rin. Gusto ko
pati
siya.
90s kabaklaan. As in, iba yung humor. Like, napakadaling I don't know because, is it because we're bilingual? But it's just so easy. For me, yung American humor is flat. Like, gets mo na siya agad. Or parang iisa lang yung flavor niya.
Pero ang,
and even the meme humor ng US, parang okay, gets.
Parang atin, parang food natin, tsaka parang yung supernatural tales din natin, parang may paminta yung humor natin.
Oh, sobrang iba. As in, I think, i-correct niyo ako, Podpals. I think, punta sa TikTok, like, ngayon, ang daming, yung mga random ambient sounds like yung LRT na yung approaching ARPA station. Tan, tan, tan. May ganun eh, di ba? Meron ako nakita, sobrang nakakaaliw. As in, may budding na. As in, ginamit niya yung hawakan sa LRT as pole. Tapos sinayawan niya yung beat ng alert. So, parang, for me, Pilipino lang mga kaisip niyan. Pwede, pero pwede niyo akong i-correct kasi baka naman naisip din yan sa ibang bansa. Pero yun, like, and even yung mga gulatan, yung parang magmumultuhan, yung mga ganun. Tingin ko Pinoy humor yun eh.
Pero generally raw kasi masayahin talaga tayong tao.
Oo,
in Asia, kahit kulelat nga tayo sa economy or sa advancement ng biotechnology, ng manufacturing, hindi tayo malungkutin na tao.
At least funny tayo, oh, diba?
Hindi kasi like for example, Japan, diba? Super taas ng
iba
ng
din
ekonomiya
humor
nila.
Ng Japan, ano ka ba?
Hindi, pero sinasabi ko, mataas yung ano, mataas yung depression rate nila, diba?
Tsaka yung humor sa kanila, parang entertainment. Yan sa atin talaga lahat eh.
Ako
lahat
yung humor natin, survival mechanism.
Oh, although, I guess, isa ang mag... Again, ang magko-compete sa atin dyan ay Thai.
Oo.
Pero iba pa din yung Thai kasi may pagka-slapstick. Tsaka, sorry, pero medyo mas racist sila or mas conventional. Like, tinatawanan pa rin nila yung mga pangit na maganda, ganun. Yung sa atin, ano eh, celebrated na yung kanal influencers nga yung tawag ngayon, diba? Ayun. Sila mismo yung nag-coin. Yung ako yung isang baklang kanal. Ganun. So, ako, I love that. I'm all for that. Like, favorite ko.
And makikita mo talaga sa TikTok ngayon. Ano?
Oo, kasi parang wala akong nakikita na foreign TikTok or maybe it's my algorithm but I guess yung mga nagsiskit tungkol si Esnir, yung siskit siya sa mga nakakatawang moments sa school or si Sasa girl na kung ano-ano na yung siniskit niya na may insight tapos nakakatawa eh. As in like, iba talaga siya. Kaya tayo nagsa-thrive sa TikTok eh. As in,
pero what level. Is it about Pinoy humor that you like?
It's comforting.
And it's clever, no?
And, sorry, rarely offensive, I think.
Actually.
Parang, alam na natin kung ano yung nakaka-offend.
Although, alam mo, yung gusto ko sanang mas ma-improve pa.
Ano?
Yung kulang sa atin, satire pa.
Oh, hindi kasi na, slapstick
takot
tayo.
Takot pa tayo sa satire. Kasi, dapat may konting tapang sa satire. Yung parang, di ba parang yung sa States, may The Simpsons sila, may Family Guy. Medyo takot pa tayong ganun. Pero, ang...
Well,
ang nangunguna sa satire, hindi yung stand-up comedians or sitcom.
Comics. Yeah. Hindi, pero I think may satire si Nared. Hindi pa lang tayo.
Ngayon lang. Pero hindi tayo known for satire.
Yeah, not yet. Ano ba yung best na mga satirical work? Si Tarantadong Kalbo. Tsaka si ano? Siyempre nauna si...
Actually, Cool Pals.
Oo.
James Karan. Hi, James.
Galing-galing niya. Nakakatawa siya. Tsaka si ano?
Actually, AC Soriano. Si AC Soriano is satire. Yung ginagawa niyang skits.
Yes, di ba? Powerful yung tinitira niya eh.
And ano, Pugad Baboy talaga.
Yun yung parang OG. But OG, maybe it's just our time. Maybe,
yun yung Simpsons natin.
Maybe the older generations can chime in. Baka naman may na-miss out tayo. Pero parang hindi. Pupong?
Hindi. More
Larry
slaps.
Alcala?
Alipin. Si tatay ni Manix Abrera, si Jess Abrera.
Si Manix din pala yun, satire.
Si Manix. Uh-huh. Apple.
Si Apple. Apple Santa Maria. Si Julien, satire. Parang medyo comics nga. Hindi pa yung comedians, no?
Wow. Yung cartoonista natin.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Lastly, the workforce. The Filipino workforce. I'm gonna say it.
Mm.
Sa lahat ng napuntahan nating countries, I stayed in Canada for more than a year. Sobrang ganda ng service industry natin. Sobrang galing ng mga tao sa service industry. Mm. Ako yung security guards, yung nasa convenience store, kahit yung nasa ano lang eh. Punta ka sa abroad, sa mga parang nasira, let's say, yung cellphone mo or yung laptop mo. Ang snub nung mga ano eh. Retail workers eh. Dito parang gaganahan ka talaga kasi nakangiti. Kahit pagod na sila,
tutulungan sila. Ka. Helpful sila.
Ako even the waiters, even the cooks. Iba talaga yung service ng Pilipino. So, sinasabi ng mga tao na parang ano nga tayo, di ba? Parang... Doon raw tayo magaling kasi uneducated tayo. Hindi eh.
I think mataas yung
dahil
EQ.
Dahil sa service industry natin.
Sorry.
Hindi. Ako agree. Kasi dahil ang galing natin magbasa ng tao, ang galing natin makitungo, ang galing natin sa people skills.
Mm.
Kaya master tayo ng service industry.
Pero I think, ano siya eh, I would relate that to like the domestication of cats and dogs. Like, survival technique niya natin eh. Na parang, wag mo ang patayin na, isa-serve na lang kita sa colonizers, diba? So parang feeling ko response natin yan na, wag mo ang patayin, I will make you the best meal.
Although hindi naman, hindi rin. Kasi, although sinabi sa akin nung tour guide namin nung nag-Korea ako, sabi nila na nag-aaral raw sila ng hospitality services sa Pilipinas. As in yung training ng mga Koreano under Filipino instructors kasi they have much to learn about the service industry through us.
Wow, that's good. Yeah. I think that's...
Kumbaga, hindi nila kabisado yung service industry. Hindi sila...
Just nubs yung mga... Hindi ko lalahatin na. But the experiences I had with Koreans, most of them were either pero kasi ako, aloof or...
Ako, kung may sakit ako, gusto ko Filipino nurse.
Oo.
Sa totoo lang. Or ito, kung nasira yung laptop ko, yung cellphone ko, gusto ko yung technician Filipino.
Oo. Maasikaso, tsaka, ano eh, parang bayanihan talaga. Yung not a stretch, but may natural silang care sa'yo eh. Mm-hmm.
Yan. Ito pa, kung may security guard, gusto ko sana, Filipino yung security guard.
Are you being racist?
Hindi, hindi. Preference lang naman eh. Hindi, ito, kahit yung mga Amerikano, kahit yung mga Europeans, ang gusto nilang nurses, Pilipina.
Pero sana nakikita nila yon as ano no, core competence, nakapantay nila tayo. Hindi dahil parang slaves
tayo.
Or like, alam mo yun, you know how other people are. Sana iangat yung service industry and that expertise of ours in a as honorable or as rewarding or as prestigious as, let's say, being a doctor.
Agree.
Or being a lawyer.
Oh.
Diba?
Kaya ako, to all our listeners, sana respetuhin natin yung mga nagsiserve sa atin. Mga drivers, mga waiters, security guards, mga cashiers, mga clerks, diba?
You know, ako, baristas make the best friend. Best of friends. Like, I've grown close with like the baristas of coffee shops that
ayun, so ako, that wraps up our list.
Bilis naman.
Nothing more to say. It's the best. We have the best workforce.
Ay, wait, last na. Kaya nga ano yun, no? Parang indication yan ng ako, I wouldn't want to be friends or I wouldn't want to be romantically involved with a person na basta sa service staff. Like,
ako rin.
Red
parang
flag.
Parang red flag na yun. Ano? Kung nakikipag-date ka, tapos binubulyawan yung waiter, no?
Or yung helps, yung kasambahay.
Oo.
Diba? Parang, ako, yun. Nakita kita how you treat your helps. Nakipag-chismisan ka ba sa kanila eh.
So ano, hindi. Feed me, come on. Ano yung...
Wala, nakita ko how...
How do I treat others?
Like, pantay kayo. Yun.
So, hindi ka na turn off sa
akin? Oo, tapos hindi mo, mahina yung boses mo, hindi mo sila sinisigawan.
Talaga ako mahina boses ko?
Like, hindi mo sila pinagtataasan ng boses. Hindi siya, kung mahihingin ka, pakiusap siya, hindi siya utos, di ba?
Kung yun. Otherwise, hihingin
mo
ako.
Red flag yun. Red flag sa akin.
Hindi mo na ako didate.
Oo. Red flag sa akin yung nag-uutos na ano, na parang slave mo yung person. Or yung overly critical or hindi pasensyoso sa helps. Kasi nakikita ko, ako, sorry, pupurihin ko yung mami mo. Mami mo, galing-galing yung may pag-relate sa helps eh. As in, parang siya nga yung, ano, yung hotel manager eh, di ba? Good training eh. So, yun. Red flag sa akin if it's the other way around. Yun.
So, that ayan wraps na up our list.
But
those are six reasons
yes
why we think the Philippines ain't so bad. So yon, kayo, pod pals, we'd like to hear from you as usual.
Yes. Dahil ano yung tingin nyo na ano?
Pampagood vibes.
Pampagood vibes.
Ngayong election time.
Yes.
Pampakalma rin, di ba?
Reasons to stay.
GV, na good joke vibes.
Oo.
Agree ba kayo sa list namin? May nakalimutan ba kami?
Or kung may madadagdag kayo, go ahead.
Or, please expound on our points. Baka may mga points kami na kailangan pang
or baka mali kami.
Backupan. Or baka mali kami, di ba?
Ayun.
Sarap maging Pilipino.
Yes. At
kahit minsan mahirap siyang sabihin.
I think kaya tayo nahihirapan kasi love natin eh. Kung wala tayong pake, napaka-dali, di ba?
Totoo naman.
Oh, speaking of Pod Pals.
Now is our segment called
Pod Pal Answering Machine.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, so my turn. So this is my pick from our last episode.
Uh-huh.
You know who you are.
Yes.
So ito sinabi niya, can relate so much with many things in the episode, being a 90s kid.
Uh-huh.
Lalo na yung researching. Kasi nga, wala pang internet nun. Encyclopedia Britannica yung laging binabasa ko nung bata ako at source din ng info for assignments. Also, patience and learning everything goes through a process. Katulad ng camera nun, ipapadevelop mo pa ang film and limited shots lang. Hahaha. I can relate to that. 12 or 24 shots. I think most of the 90s kids learned the value of going through a process. Thanks for the episode again, Wincy and CJ. Yun.
Oh, ano, developing film.
Oh, and naka-relate talaga ako dun sa Encyclopedia Britannica. Addicted ako sa Encyclopedia. No?
Yeah, ako din mayroong Encyclopedia.
Mga napapalanuhan mo sa contests kasi yes. Dati Encyclopedia sets, di ba?
Oo, tsaka Bible ano, storybooks. Mm-hmm. Yan.
At umabot rin ako sa CD-ROM na?
Britannica.
Hindi, Encarta. Microsoft Encarta. Favorite ko yun. Now, ikaw, ano yung pal answering machine pick mo?
Okay, so I won't name you na you know who you are. So, sabi niya, some important things that I've learned from the 90s. Medyo mahaba-haba to, bear with me. Mga 5 yung shinare niya. And thank you for sharing those 5 ano, items.
Engage na engage siya dun sa topic.
Natuwa ako, natouch ako. Sabi niya, talking face-to-face or phone-to-phone is essential, which is actually like the concept of telebaba tapes. So kids these days could live their entire social lives through texting and emoji. But 90s kids remember the value of hearing someone's voice and seeing someone's facial expressions during a conversation. That's why I love this podcast's name, Telebaba Tapes. Charot daw. Ayan, diba? Thanks. Second, Tamagotchi or electronic pets are not satisfying as actual pets. Sobrang totoo yan. Okay. Next, third niya, geography navigation without the use of GPS or any navigation systems can be fun. Actually, totoo, no? Parang, dati i-memorize mo talaga yung mga one-way, yung turns, yan. Kaya, ang galing din ng taxi drivers noon, you know? As in, iba.
Ako
iba
mahina yung, talaga ako dyan.
Iba yung taxi drivers noon. So, fourth, game over, ito yung favorite kong sinabi niya. Game over actually means start again. Game over doesn't mean it's over. Totoo, di ba? Mm. Which I take pride in, like, I believe in this. If you see the hidden message in it, it actually means go back and try again. Playing games or video games in the 90s keep us coming back for more, even abutin pa ng uwian or hapunan. Today's kids mostly stay at home with their gadgets and do not enjoy the fun outside. Totoo yung game
over. Pero mahirap din kasi pandemic eh.
Hindi, kahit tanggalin mo yung pandemic, parang, hindi, ako naman, magbibuild lang ako dun sa game over. And even like, in a non-game, ano ba, realm? Or like,
Realm.
Or situation. When we say game over, di man tayo nakikwit eh. Kumbaga parang, okay.
Laban pa.
Oh, ulit. And then last na sinabi niya, bigger the problem, easier the solution. The 90s taught me how to be streetwise and learned how to face unanticipated situations in my adult years. And then sabi niya, kudos to the latest episode, yung previous episode nito.
Life episode skills we learned 78. In the
90s. Yeah. So, episode tapos, Wincy and CJ, sobrang relatable na naman. And gusto ko lang i-honorable mention, kasi nabanggit na natin siya last episode eh. Kaya ayoko na sanang, hindi ba ayoko, parang kaya we opted not to say his, what he shared. Pero sobrang haba. But maybe this can motivate the rest of our listeners to actually join the Facebook group. Kasi ang ganda nun sagot ni Nicolas Piro, si Mafranca Valencia. Kasi sabi niya, ano, parang yung mga sagot natin, very Metro Manila City kids. Mm. Yung mga shinare niya, mga experience ng probinsya 90s life. So, I think it's an, mahaba rin siya yung sagot niya. So, joining the group, kahit yun lang, kahit basahin niyo lang yun, fun yung mga sagot.
Ayun. Yeah, so yun. Pod pals.
Thank you sa pagsagot nung sa last episode. As in like,
ang ganda ng
engagement. Sobrang daming ano, sobrang daming bagong, o hindi ko naisip yun na ang ganda-ganda moments. And parang may isa pang podpal na nag-comment siya dun sa thread natin nung mga comments niya na parang hindi niya in-expect na ganun ka-rich yung conversations ng podpals. Na kumbaga, hindi lang tayo, me and Wincy, yung source ng, I guess, ng info or ng conversation or ng engagement. Kumbaga, yung mga podpals natin, pwedeng-pwede ding gumawa ng sarili lang podcast eh. So,
at yeah, marami tayong natututunan.
Yes, and
tulad nga
na
sabi ko, Telebabad Tapes is more than a podcast. It's a community.
Corny.
Corny. Nakakasar.
Okay na
eh. Okay na sana.
On that note, babay na.
Babay na.
Thank you.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And PodMachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.